Hello, this is Charlie Caraway, and this is Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. Today, I want to dig into a topic that supports the mission that we always share, that we want to take back territory, expel evil, and heal the soul through spiritual growth. Today, we're going to talk about a family that staked, and then they ended up with demonic problems. I would like to read a scripture to you from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. You know, some versions of the scripture say heal their land. And so I want to focus in on that today. We have a great family up in Utah, and they have been staking their property for years and had great success with that. Staking the property, if you've never heard that before, I encourage you to go to our website, active-faith.org, and learn more about staking and taking back your land for the kingdom of God. That they have been doing that for years and been very successful at it. Well, I got a call last week and they said, "We need help. Our land is staked, our home is staked, and we have a second home on our land that is also staked. Haven't had any problems." They said recently the second home is like a rental property. And recently our granddaughter moved in for a short time, and suddenly she wasn't able to sleep at night. She felt a demonic presence. It would follow her everywhere. She felt like she was being watched. And not only that, she felt it crushing her and laying on top of her when she was in bed. She was terrified. They said, "How is that even possible? We have staked this land and given it back to God." And I said, "That's a really great question. I wish that the stakes, once they're in the ground, you know, they can be very, very effective. But we as Christians have to follow up sometimes, just as we do with our own house and clean our house." That's scriptural as well. So I said, "Here's what I need to ask you. Has anyone else lived in that property recently?" They said, "Yes, we had it rented to a man, but then we got rid of him because he was all into drugs and it was a bad situation with him." And I said, "Okay." That is very potentially the problem. When you deal with a drug lifestyle, you are dealing with the demonic. It's that simple. And if he, in an induced drug state, gave permission to any demonic entity to be in that place, in that home, on that land, if he committed a sin on that land that permitted for that demonic presence to be there, even after he left, that demonic presence could stay, or even if he made a vow. So here's what I would suggest you do. I gave them the reference of 2 Chronicles 7:14 and said, "Take back the land. I would go before the Lord, go to the property. You can stake it again if you like, but I would also, in prayer, remind the Lord that it was a blessing given to you, that your name is on the deed. And because you are in covenant, because you are in partnership with the Most High God, and because you have dedicated that land to Him, He will not ignore your prayer." And so remind the Lord that this property is in your name. It was your blessing, and that any covenant, promise, or permission that has been given over the land to a demonic spirit, a demonic spirit should be canceled in the name of Jesus. And you will have your property and your land back, demonic presence free. So they did. They decided they wanted to stake it again, but they also prayed the prayer, and they asked for forgiveness for any sin that had been committed on the land, so that the land would be redeemed. And then they called me 2 days later, 3 days later, and said it worked. We felt an immediate change, and our granddaughter has been sleeping like a baby in that house by herself. So I would just encourage you that God not only heals his people, he heals his land. It is all his creation, and he is going to take care of all of it. So this is Dr. Charlie. I encourage you to tune in on Friday for Steve Hemphill's Battle Plan podcast, and I will see you next time.